Remember Allah in your hearts. Remember Allah in yourself. With full humbleness and in fear and in awe of Allah. That's how Allah's remembrance should be. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after ordering this, وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Do not be from those who are neglectful. Do not be from those who are neglectful. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah warns as to the neglect of dhikr where it could reach. Allah says that do not become like those who forgot Allah. So Allah made them forget themselves. Surah Al-Hashr. It is narrated in the Sahih of Imam Muslim on the authority of Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu. He says that once Muawiyah, he relates about Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, that he went out into the masjid and there was a gathering he found in the masjid. He said, ما أجلسكم؟ قالوا جلسنا نذكر الله. What made you sit here? He said, they said that we are sitting here making the dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah. He said, in astonishment, or feigned astonishment, he said, Allah, ما أجلسكم إلا ذلك. Why? By Allah. Is it only this reason that has caused you to remain here and restricted you from going out and kept you sitting here? They said, Allah, ما أجلسنا غيره. That wallahi, yes, by Allah, it is only this reason which has kept us here. So then he explained to them, he said, look, I'm not making you swear an oath and take an oath because I don't believe you, because I am suspicious of your real motives. No, that was not the reason. He said, I don't, despite the fact that I was so close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that my sister was married to him, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's sister was married to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he was a brother-in-law. He said, despite the fact of my closeness and proximity and intimacy with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't narrate so many ahadith. I'm very cautious in the way I narrate hadith. He said, however, this one hadith I remembered by seeing you sitting here, and I will narrate this hadith. He said, إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خَرَجَ عَلَىٰ حَلَقَةٍ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِهِ فَقَالَ مَا أَجْلَسَكُمْ هَا هُنَا قَالُوا جَلَسْنَا نَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ وَنَحْمَدُهُ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَانَا لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنَّ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا قال الله ما أجلسكم إلا ذلك قالوا الله ما أجلسنا إلا ذلك قال أما إني لم أستحلفكم تهمة لكم ولكنه أتاني جبريل فأخبرني أن الله عز وجل يباهي بكم الملائكة. He said, I will narrate this hadith to you. Muawiyah says, he said, once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a similar way came out into the masjid and saw a group of the companions sitting down. He said, what are you sitting here for? They said, we are sitting here remembering Allah. He said, is this the only reason for you to sit here? By Allah, is this the only reason? They said, by Allah, this is the only reason. We are sitting here and we are remembering the gifts of Allah on us, that He gave us guidance towards Islam and how He benefited us and how He gifted us and bestowed us due to Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, remember, I am not asking you because I have any doubt or I blame your intentions and I am suspicious of your motives. That is not the reason. He said that Jibreel alayhi salam, the angel, has just appeared and he has informed me that Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has spoken with pride about you to the angels. Allah is very proud of you and He has spoken with pride about you and He has made mention of you to the angels, that look at this group of people. Now do not think that we have to go around the world to places where there are supposedly Sufi gatherings and look for a Sufi gathering and sit there and then we can benefit from this. No. No. Look at the following hadith. Again narrated by Imam Muslim in his Sahih from Abu Hurairah and Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhuma. They both say that قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يقعد قوم يذكرون الله إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is no group of people who sit down, meaning a group of people who sit down remembering Allah, What happens to them is that as soon as that happens, as soon as they start making the dhikr of Allah, where the angels suddenly surround them, and the mercy of Allah envelopes them, and the sakina, the real peace and tranquility that is required by the heart for contentment, that descends upon them. And more still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers, makes mention of these people by those who are in the heavens. This can apply to every single home, to every single apartment, every single dwelling, whether it be a pauper's residence or a palatial home, whether it be a shack or a castle or a palace. This is something which we can all bring towards ourselves. By sitting down at home after coming back from work, maybe before sleeping, maybe after waking up in the morning and proceeding to work, we could sit down either with our families or without, whatever is more convenient, and just sit down and remember Allah for a few minutes. Remember Allah for a few minutes. Just in isolation, in the confinement of the room. And this will happen. The angels will surround the person, will surround this group if it's a group, and the mercy of Allah will descend, and the peace that everybody is looking for will appear in the heart. There is no doubt about this. And this is not something we should be suspicious about. I know it's very simple. I know it doesn't have any gadgetry involved. I know it doesn't seem too scientific. But believe me, this is what the Prophet said. And this is something which will continue to remain even if all technology was to become obsolete. Even if all technology was to become obsolete. And as you understand, Einstein said that if there was a third world war, then the fourth world war would be fought with sticks and stones. I won't elaborate on that, but I'm sure each of us understands the connotations of this small statement. But the point is that Allah gives us things and Allah gives us solutions which are applicable everywhere, at all times, despite the situation, regardless of who's with us or who is not with us, regardless if we have any assistance or no assistance. This is the power of the dhikr of Allah and the significance of our soul and our heart in comparison to our body and all other aspects, and how if the heart dies, then there is no real life, because whatever will be spent and whatever will be endured will only be until death, and there'll be nothing in the hereafter. But if the heart is kept alive in this world, there is benefit in this world, and the heart will continue to live. The ruh continues into the hereafter, not the body. The body perishes. The body is eaten up by the worms. The body is eaten up by the earth and it decomposes. But it is the heart that will continue and stay in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, give us the ability to take heed and to start the dhikr in ourselves, in our houses, in our localities, so that we can draw the benefits and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.